You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. With me, Mr. Sam Jones. What the hell is going on with you and Clarissa Shields?
Look, ask me about last night's boxing. Nothing. I just saw, like, she keeps... Clarissa... I really like Clarissa Shields. Not that she'll like know that, because I'm blocked now on the old Twitter. But she constantly talks about Savannah, and she says, "Oh, how irrelevant Savannah is, and how she needs Savannah." In boxing, two fighters, male female, they need a dance partner to make a big fight, and Savannah needs Clarissa, but Clarissa needs Savannah as well. It's the biggest fight in women's boxing, in my opinion. Maybe I'm biased, but I think Savannah Marshall is the best female boxer, female fighter in the world. I think she's the most, I think it's almost like you can't argue that she's the most exciting. Yet she boxed yesterday somebody, I think she was 44, but she's never been stopped before, ever looked like being stopped. And I just think Savannah's incredible. And I think Savannah doesn't even embrace how good she actually is. She's really shy and like, but she goes in the ring, she does the business, but like on the things like social media and stuff, like it's all like she's just a lovely girl. Savannah is known her a long time, and I just think Clarissa speaks about her like, oh, like she's this, she's that, like listen, you need each other as a big fight. And Clarissa's been saying, oh, she's worth this, and she's the quote, big money in it. And all I said to her on Twitter today was a legitimate question that I don't know the answer to. And I was just curious. I just went, how many pay-per-view buys did you fight do? And then she threatened to block me. And then I found out, I think it did about 8,000 buys. So I heard, I've not really done an investigation, but I've heard it about 8,000 buys. And I think that just tipped the lovely lady over the edge. And she's gone and blocked me.
Oh, well, I'm sure if you see each other, you'll sort it out, eh?
I don't know about that, but I back Savannah to beat Clarissa Shields 7 days of the week, twice on Sunday. I think nobody will stand up to that power over 10 rounds. I just don't see it.
Sam, immense pressure on your fighter last night, John Hedges, after a difficult pro debut. I spoke to Coogan on FaceTime about it immediately after, but just, obviously lots of hours have passed since that fight. Live on Facebook as well, which I'm guessing was your call, Sam. Was that your decision?
Yeah, I thought, and I spoke to John, and I thought, do you know what? His first fight may have not, he shouldn't even have been on TV. I don't know, but his first fight was my fault. Like I said, you say it's completely my fault. I got it completely wrong. It was loads of chop and change and opponents. And then, Jan Arden was the last guy that we could possibly get done in time. And what I probably should have done is because John was like, no, I'll fight. And his dad was like, yeah, we'll get. But I should have kind of probably put my foot down and said, look, no, this isn't the right opponent for you. A southpaw coming to win on your first on an 18-year-old's debut was simply not the correct thing to do. The buck stops with me. My fault. Blame me for that. John's fight last night should have been the debut he had. And I thought he just handled the pressure so well. I made sure it was on Facebook, YouTube Live, because I kind of wanted it to kind of go, not under the radar, but just to regain his confidence. Because look, people have to remember, he is only 18. And I felt that was the right decision to make. And I was just immensely proud of him yesterday. 18-year-old kid, he won every second of every round. He showed his class, showed he was punching a lot harder. And I'm pleased he got the rounds under his belt, and I'll be looking forward to getting back out soon. But in the meantime, he's going to continue doing his work with Mark Tibbs when he comes back, with Billy Joe Saunders, Stephen Andrews, Ian Andrews. Keep progressing, keep sparring good people. He did some great rounds with Craig Richards. Really grateful to Craig for giving him the rounds. And listen, John's going to be a fantastic fighter. You don't do what he's done as an amateur if you're not a good fighter. But now he's come to the pros very early. And it's brick by brick, we're going to get there. He's got all the attributes to get to the top, and I'm confident he will do. And I just want everyone to judge him from last night onwards.
Happy birthday to him as well today, of course.
Happy birthday, shout out, John. Yeah, 19 today he is.
And £175 for now, the optimum weight for John, Sam?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're not moving him. He's super middleweight. He was too skinny and scrawny on his debut. He looked still thin guy, but he looked a lot healthier at that weight yesterday. I thought he looked a lot stronger. And yeah, that's the weight. Listen, John's 6'6" now. He's grown like a full inch since his last fight. So he's only, as I say, 19 today. So he's going to keep growing. God knows how big he's going to get, but he could end up in the heavyweight division. How big he's going to be. So let's just see. But for now, in the light heavyweight division.
Sam, did you expect Conor Benn to make such easy work of Samuel Vargas last night?
No, I didn't. I thought it was a little bit premature, the stoppage, a little bit premature. But I tweeted it. What a performance! He done amazingly well, Conor. Listen, just hats off to him. Great performance. Some ludicrous shouts after the fight, but listen, good luck to Conor Benn. Really, like he's being built as the next pay-per-view star. He speaks different languages. He's good looking. He talks well. He's a proper tenacious young fighter. Good power. Who knows what his limits is going to be? Some insane shouts though last night in creative, because I think the problem with the British public in general, we lose perspective very, very quickly. Like with that's in football and in boxing. Like somebody has a few good wins and then he's gonna be Sean Porter. I mean, Jonathan Nelson's shout there was pure insanity. If I'm really honest, right now, I mean, I'd like to listen. Conor Benn's not gonna fight flying. There's no point talking about that fight, but Josh Kelly, that is a good fight to make. I mean, you heard the talks of yesterday. Amir Khan passed his best. I mean, Amir Khan was a world champion at the same age as Conor is now. Amir Khan passed his best. Kell Brook passed his best. Why not take? I mean, there was no talks of Avanesyan, was there? Let's be honest. There was not even a murmur of David Avanesyan, because it's a bridge too far for him. So if he's a bridge too far for him, what on earth do you think Sean Porter is? I'm just being honest. Josh Kelly's a big fight. Josh Kelly's still a big fight. Josh Kelly just simply lost the better man on the night. But Samuel Vargas, I mean, it comes across like I'm only saying the truth. Samuel Vargas is just known for losing to the top guys. That's what he's known for. Being tough and losing to the top guys, and he's come over and Conor Benn's done a job on him. Like I say, a little bit premature, but he looked fantastic last night, Conor. But shouts of Sean Porter, I mean, I don't know what I didn't even know what to say when I heard that. I was like, really? Like he's not had a domestic fight yet, Conor Benn. But that's just my opinion. Impeccable matchmaking, again, from Matchroom Boxing.
I think what was impressive last night was that obviously Virgil Ortiz, I think it took him 6 rounds, the offense rounds as well. Obviously, Conor got the job done in 1 round. Let's just address the Amir Khan / Kell Brook shouts. Do you think they're much more reasonable than the Sean Porter shout?
Yeah, look, I mean, I can understand why. They would look for Amir Khan, because Amir Khan of old, I mean, against this Conor Benn, I think, in my opinion, Khan would win hands down, as would Kell Brook. Because Conor's still developing. I know, this, as I say, he is developing, but some of the shouts is there. I mean, the Sean Porter shouts, I mean, I just don't see that. I mean, that's just me. I might be not know what I'm talking about, but from what I can see is that you need to just keep developing him and put him in the right fights. Amir Khan won't fight Conor Benn, because Amir Khan's a proud guy. Do you know what I mean? Like he's like, why should Amir Khan be kind of used as a kind of gatekeeper to the pay-per-view and to the top level? I don't think he deserves that, or Kell Brook, if I'm honest, but They might well take it. I mean, Adrian Broner. I mean, Adrian's like, I'm a big fan of Adrian Broner. he's not looked his best for a long time as Adrian. Do you know what I mean? Like he was lethal at £135 and he went up to 140, very good at 140. 147 was just a bridge too far for Broner. So who knows what the next move is, but I would like to see Conor Benn against Josh Kelly still. I mean, there's no point me talking about, I'd like it still, the Florian Marku fights out there, because people are like, oh, I'm sure you don't want to put Florian in with Conor Benn now after seeing that. Like, no, he looked very good, but Vargas is just known for losing to the top guys. I keep saying, but did Conor look great last night? He looked fantastic. No one can knock what he did. As I say, a little bit premature for my liking, but it looked like it was probably only going one way. So you just got to give credit to Conor, and he's just doing what everything's asked of him. They're going to keep matching him right. They're going to keep building him his next fight's probably going to be a pay-per-view fight. So let's see. It's going to have to be a big one if it's put on pay-per-view, but I'm still interested in the Josh Kelly situation. Cause I mean, I think Eddie was talking about, oh, that's potential European title fight for Conor. Well, I don't know. They're going to have to tell Avanesyan to vacate it or something then, because he won't fight Avanesyan in my opinion.
Okay. Sam, is there anything you'd like to add about your fighters, about last night? Anything else?
No, Umar, you've asked me. So nothing really.
I think the main.
How are you getting on in that hotel room, mate?
Stewing in here, to be honest.
You've been in there a long time, haven't you? Captive.
Since Tuesday, yeah.
Ooh. Got the PlayStation now.
Got PS4. Got a PS4. And,
your hair's growing, everything. The beard, the hair, it's all coming on now, isn't it?
I know. Barbers as soon as I get out of here, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. But, no, all is good, Umar. Hopefully you have some fight news for Lerone Richards early part next week. European title fight for Lerone. Everything's coming along great. Joe Joyce will be back in the ring very, very soon.
Can I ask you about it quickly, Lerone? I saw a post from Lennox Clark. I think it was yesterday. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see that, no.
Something along the lines, I want to bash this fool up.
He had his chance to bash that fool up. Failed, didn't he? Simple as that. He just did. I like Lennox Clark, though. Again, great fighter. Great performance against Willie Hutchinson. But Lerone's completed that now. He's completed that. So maybe down the line, who knows? Who knows down the line? You can never say never, can't you? Maybe down the road. But Lerone's got bigger business to take care of than one Lennox Clark of Birmingham now.
Okay, Sam Jones, thank you very much for your time. We will have a catch-up when you've got some concrete news on your stable, and have a good weekend, all right? Top man.
It's me.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.